It's Tuesday, March 25, 2025.
Countless heavy trees down. Dream conditions for wildfire to spread.
Flood-ravaged Carolinas struck by another round of wildfires as Trump pushes to dismantle FEMA.
We've been calling it a crisis for some time. And not much has been happening. The crisis is getting worse.
Melting glaciers around the world threaten water supplies for billions of people. Plus, fossil fuel industry pushing Congress to give it immunity from liability for climate damages.
Well, it's the least they could do. All of those stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Nobody should be breaking the law and blowing up Teslas, especially because if you just wait a few minutes, they'll probably do it by themselves.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, these fires in the Carolinas, boy, it sounds a whole lot like what we were dealing with here in Los Angeles just a couple of months ago. Dry and windy conditions, perfect. For wildfires.
Yes, and the same thing is happening in South Korea. Over the weekend, fire weather triggered dozens of fast-moving, deadly wildfires there, also driven by extreme dryness and high winds that have so far killed at least 4 people as we go to air. Back here in the U.S., a state of emergency in the Carolinas as wildfires rage out of control again due to extreme fire weather, unusually high temperatures, strong winds, critically dry fuels, extremely low humidity, and no rainfall. It's the second outbreak of fast-spreading wildfires in just 3 weeks. The fires are hitting already damaged areas ravaged by Hurricane Helene's devastating floods last fall. Fire officials say that in western North Carolina, trees downed by Helene are providing extra fuel for the fires.
And yet, I'll bet Donald Trump doesn't withhold FEMA money from them for punishment.
Nope. South Carolina's Republican Governor Henry McMaster says FEMA approved his request for federal disaster aid. However, Donald Trump late last week signed an executive order trying to shift responsibility for disaster preparation and recovery to states and local governments, part of his goal to dismantle FEMA. Experts warn it would be counterproductive to cut off federal assistance amid the rising frequency and intensity of wildfires, hurricanes, and floods due to climate change. They say that without FEMA and federal aid, cash-strapped states would face billions of dollars in additional recovery and rebuilding costs and logistical hurdles. FEMA today responds to 4 times more disasters than it did in the 1980s.
I wonder why that is.
In 2024 alone, there was a major disaster declaration every 4 days. In other not great news, a new United Nations report warns that glaciers around the planet are disappearing faster than ever, threatening water supplies for billions of people. A 2025 UN World Water Report warns that receding snow and ice in mountain regions will have severe consequences for people and wildlife due to reduced water supplies for drinking water, crops, and heightened risk of devastating glacial lake outburst floods. Accelerating ice loss has made mountain glaciers one of the largest contributors to rising sea levels. Mountain snowpack provides nearly 60% of the world's fresh water, including for some major cities like Tokyo, Los Angeles, and New Delhi. Particularly in Asia, glaciers are critical for storing and slowly releasing water in volatile areas, and experts warn of the potential for conflict over declining water supplies. Here's Dr. John Pomeroy of the Global Water Futures Program on CBS.
We've been calling it a crisis for some time, and not much has been happening. The crisis is getting worse. We need to be able to slow this down enough so we can change how we manage water so we can keep going.
Yeah, we do. But we won't.
Finally, In politics, lobbyists for the oil and gas industry are pressuring congressional Republicans to pass new laws granting immunity to the fossil fuel industry against liability lawsuits seeking damages from the industry for the costly impacts of man-made climate change, driven primarily by the burning of fossil fuels, and for deceiving the public about it for decades. States and municipalities have brought more than 30 lawsuits accusing big oil of intentionally covering up the climate risks of their products and seeking billions in damages. The industry hopes Republicans will undercut ongoing and future climate liability lawsuits. Republicans control Congress and the White House, so they may be able to immunize the fossil fuel industry from climate liability.
Well, of course they will. That's why they paid these guys all of that money. Got them elected. Now it's payback time. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us on the social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.